Well, this is an exciting day. I always like Old Timers Day, and the last couple of years especially, it's been nice to have a talent show. And I don't know if there's anybody who hasn't spoken with me that wants to contribute. If you do, just flag me down or something. We'll work you in. But we have several people who have volunteered to share, and I wanted to just tell you a quick story.
No jokes, please.
No jokes. That's my talent. No, I got up this morning and dressed for this, and then I got an email from Debbie who preaches at the prison, said she couldn't go in today and asked me if I could do it for her. And I said, well, I guess so. So I went in this morning dressed like this. And I got a lot of looks, strange looks and all, and I explained to him why and all that. But one guy came up to me and he says, you look like a farmer. And I said, well, yeah, I guess so. He says, do you know why? He said, did you hear the story about the farmer whose girlfriend left him? And I said, no, I didn't hear that. And he says, she sent him a John Deere letter. That's my first joke. He did tell me that one this morning. I like that one.
Well,
he had to wet wand me here. But because, they went off. And you know, for a second I thought they were going to let me in. And I was reminded, Karen said, are you sure you want to go in their overalls? They may not let you in with overalls. I said, oh, stop worrying. I can get in there. And I was thinking, I'm going to go back and tell her. She was right. But anyway, they let me through. Really? Okay, so for our first our first talent, Tom and Carol, would you mind coming up? They're going to sing a song for us, right? Come on up. Let's give Tom and Carol a big hand. Get it over with. You can enjoy everything else.
Yeah, I can enjoy.
Don't get nervous.
I'll try not to. No, right here.
He's going to get you a microphone too, Tom. You don't need one?
We're loud. Okay. There you go. You ready? I'm going to start it. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Well, I looked over Jordan, what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. A band of angels coming after me, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Well, what? I forgot the second verse.
If you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home. Tell all my friends I'm coming there too, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Well, I'm sometimes up and I'm sometimes down, coming for to carry me home. But still my soul is heavenly bound, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Even if I did mess up. Oh, well.
You guys need to sing more for us. Great talent, both of you. Thank you. You don't want my jokes, huh?
Sorry.
Still finished, Richard? Did you hear the one about the lady who was trying to sell her car, but she had too many miles on it, and she couldn't sell it?
I didn't.
Well, let me tell you about it. She couldn't sell it, had too many miles, so she was talking to a friend, and her friend says, well, I can help you out. It's a little dishonest, but if you'll take it to my mechanic, he'll turn the odometer back. She gave him his name. She said, tell him to turn it back to 50,000 miles, and you won't have any problem selling your car. She said, okay, I got to sell it. So she went to the mechanic and did that, had the odometer turned back. And about a month later, she's still driving around in a car. So her friend says, hey, I thought you were trying to sell your car. And she said, well, why should I sell my car? It's only got 50,000 miles on it, right? You know, you knew that punchline, Val. I think maybe that might have been you, huh? So, okay, now we have a special treat. And this is dangerous because we have two young people who are going to sing for us, and you never know how these things are going to turn out. But we have Elia and Salome. Come on up. Yeah, it's good.
It's the chorus from 10,000.
It's the chorus from 10,000. 10,000 reasons. Okay, stand up here. I'll sit. How about I sit here between you, and then, I'll. Oh, she wants her own. Okay. All right, stand close here. All right, go ahead.
Praise the Lord, in my soul. Worship His holy name.
Seek my name.
Never before.
Bless the Lord. Worship His holy name. Never before.
All right, thank you. Thank you, honey. Very good. Excellent. Wow, that was great. Okay, what do we got next? I better slow down. We're going to run out of people real quick here. My list is getting short already.
Add more jokes.
Not so bad now, huh? Carol, how about you? You want to come up and do How Great Thou Art? How Great Thou Art were you going to do? Or what was it?
One Day at a Time.
Okay. Come on up. Carol used to come into the prison with me often, and she would sing this for the prisoners.
I would.
And they really enjoyed it.
Yeah, the last time I was there, that I walked in, and one of them said, you're singing today, aren't you?
Yeah.
Made me feel very, very good.
Yes.
And this is one that I sang at the prison, and it's also one that I sang for the senior games. And I got a gold ribbon for this one, so I hope I can still remember it. There's a little couple words that I have to sort of plug in for it. So bear with me. Okay. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, I'm only human. I'm just a woman. Help me to be what I can be and all that I am. Show me that stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Help me to be what I can be and all that I am. Show me that stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. Do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse now than then. cheating and fighting, violence and crime. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Help me to be all I can be, and but all that I am, show me that stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Another great talent we have in our church. We need to hear more from you. Did you hear about the NFL player a few weeks ago that referee threw a flag, or, you know, his flag and hit the guy in the eye? Did you hear that?
No.
Injured his eye. Injured his eye. In fact, he sued the NFL for $800,000. And it went before the owners and the commissioner, and they were having a meeting about it, and they asked him, do you think we should pay it? And the commissioner says, we probably should. He'll never even see half of it. Right. Okay. Okay. you get what you pay for around here. Yeah. Okay. Now, Valerie and Bob, you're going to do something for us, right? You look. You have a kind of a shocked look on your face. Did you? You weren't aware of this?
We came together this morning, so you all be shocked too.
Yeah, come on up and bless us, brother.
Good morning. Cool. I'm actually trying to find the words. I got it here somewhere. We weren't planning on doing anything, and we got here, and on our way here, we found out that some of the folks weren't going to be here. So I'm going to ask Charlie Boone to help us. You're not? Okay. How about Kirk? You want to help? You good? Let me see here. Bear with me just for a second. See if we can get... Let me see. Oh, you want to take a picture? Tell me when to stop. Is that good? Okay. Val and I have found this group that we like on YouTube, and they're a young group, and they sing old-timey gospel songs in a barn in Texas, and they do it with all old resonator mics. And yeah, I mean, their drums are a bunch of buckets, but they're really good. Hey. And so we've kind of gotten... And, you know, we ride down the road singing these old-timey songs. They're all old-timey songs. And Val and I have been working in mold all week, and we're kind of a little scratchy, both of us. She's a lot scratchier than I am. I did more of the work, and somehow she ended up with more of the scratch. But anyhow.
I had it before then.
Okay. But we talked about doing this song at some point, but not this morning. So our band didn't show up. We had a band coming, and they called us right before we got here and said, we're going somewhere else. Of course, we don't pay that band very much, so that's okay. But so we're going to do it, like, and it's an old-timey slave song. And it speaks to me, not that I was ever a slave or a slave owner, but it speaks to me of how blessed we are. It talks about milk and honey. And in the Bible, over 60-some times, milk and honey is mentioned, mostly in the Old Testament, about a promise. You know, we live in America, so I don't even like milk. I mean, I grew up on a dairy farm, and I just don't like milk. And I don't eat a lot of honey. But, you know, what it is talking about the promise of God, what he's promising us, what we have to look forward to. And, of course, we live in a land that's pretty blessed. But Just in your mind's eye, imagine these slave folks sitting around. This is written by a slave, and they were sitting around, and they were being, mistreated, and they were being abused, and still they had the love of the Lord in their heart. Somebody had went to that group of people and witnessed to them, and told them about the love of Jesus and how that could even in this terrible situation. And they would sit around and sing these old slave songs, like we're doing this morning without any music. I really think that's cool. I like the fact that we don't have music. That's really, really good. So Val and I are going to try to sing it. We've never sang it before. And so we'll see how this goes. Here we go. I finally got this up. I'm just going to... Cool. Okay. We're just going to blend. She was going to bring her tambourine. And I told her this is Presbyterian church, and that may not be appropriate.
It was going to be rice. Huh? Be rice in a mason jar.
Well, if we, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready, girl?
I'm ready.
We're ready. You sure you don't help us, Charlie? We could use a deeper barrel. Val's going to actually. Yep. You sure? Okay. It's good to have our friend Cheryl with us this morning. It's always good to see you. Cheryl's the reason I'm standing here. Well, she's a big part of it. We met her in Key West. I think I've told this story before. We were sailing, and we actually met them in Key West, and they invited us up to Little Switzerland to their log cabin, and 14 years later, I'm still here. So be careful if you invite me home.
I sang a little bit.
Yeah, that you definitely, I understand. Believe me, I do. This is not going to be one of those kind of moments. Oh, you are? I'm not. Okay. I'm going to sit at the welcome table. I'm going to sit at the welcome table one of these days. I'm going to sit at the welcome table. I'm going to sit at the welcome table one of these days. I'm gonna feast on milk and honey. I'm gonna feast on milk and honey one of these days. I'm gonna feast on milk and honey. I'm gonna feast on milk and honey one of these days. I'm gonna tell God how you treat me. I'm gonna tell God how you treat me one of these days. I'm gonna tell God how you treat me. I'm gonna tell God how you treat me one of these days. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table one of these days. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table one of these days. One of these days.
I don't know if Charlie could add it to that or not. That was really.
Give him a shot.
But you guys are good singers too. It's neat to hear these great voices. Well, you all know that, you may not know, Eliam started school this year. He's in kindergarten, right, Eliam? You enjoying it? You like school? Yeah. He said they had show and tell the other day, and the teacher asked him to bring something that represented their religion, and he said he had a little friend named Benjamin, who got up and said, I'm Jewish, and this is the Star of David. And he brought her down. And another little girl named Mary, and she got up, and she said, I'm Catholic. And she said, this is a crucifix. That was part of her show and tell. So Eliam got up, and he said, my name's Eliam, and I go to Walnut Grove, and this is a casserole. I knew the drum. Okay. Yeah, he's like, I don't remember that. Okay. Now, we got a really special guest next. We have somebody new. You've never heard this young lady sing. And she came here last week for the first time. Ty, come on up here. Make your way up here. We went... last week, we went out to lunch together, and we were going over to the Italian restaurant.
And I was put on the spot.
Yeah, in the car, and I said, we're having a talent show next week. Do you have any talents? And she said, well, I can sing. I said, would you like to sing in our show? And she said, no, I would not. And I said, well, just for grins and giggles, I said, sing something for me. And she sang in the car, for us in the car. And I said, I'm sorry, I want to overrule you. You have to sing next week. This was really awesome. Be prepared to be blessed. And I asked her this morning, what are you going to sing? And she said, I have no idea. Have you figured it out yet?
No.
You still don't know? All right, well, let me hand you the microphone. And when it comes to you, start singing, girl. All right? There you go. And by the way, I pronounced it Thai, and you said it's actually Taw?
Ta.
Ta.
Yeah.
Ta. All right? So I'm correcting myself and correcting. It's
Ta. It's T-A-H.
Ta.
It's the like nickname ta-ta for my now. Great-grandmother gave me.
It's just one ta, like ta-ta
right,
for now.
Right, it's like ta-ta. It's the Tigger. Nickname my great-grandmother gave me.
You don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
No.
Tigger? Okay. Right. Okay.
Yes, she does.
Wow, still clueless.
I can talk a little more if you need a little more.
Oh, speaking of, he also put me on the spot at the restaurant that we went to. I wound up singing Walk With Me at the Italian restaurant. Yeah, and that just, that's a song that hits me deep, but I don't know if I want to sing that one. I don't know if I want to sing This Little Light of Mine, Walk With Me.
You did Amazing Grace in the car.
Yeah. Do which one?
Amazing Grace.
Oh, Lord.
Come on.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that has saved a wretch like now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. That's all I remember to that song.
Was grace that taught my heart to fear?
Oh, you went, oh. T'was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. Precious did that grace appear the
just walking the streets of Spruce Pine. That's amazing. That was awesome.
Me too.
What's that?
Me too.
No. By the way, bragging on Todd for a bit, you've probably heard of the Apollo Theater in Harlem, New York. She sang there. Oh.
And you said you took second place in the I don't know what they call the contest there, the talent thing.
Showtime at the Apollo.
Showtime at the Apollo. I'm not lying.
What'd you sing then?
What song did you sing?
One of Mary J. Blige's songs.
Okay. Well, that was awesome. I think I'm about out of jokes.
You should have done that,
Chad. I saw that, Chad. Okay. The Sunday school teacher was describing that when Lot's wife looked back at Sodom and she turned it into a pillar of salt. Young Bobby interrupted, "My mommy looked back once while she was driving and she turned into a telephone pole." Okay. We're getting to the bottom of the barrel here. Okay. Let's see. Butch, do you feel up to it? If you don't, that's okay. Huh? Well, I can actually, I have one other little thing. Aspen, want to sing?
Yeah.
Come on up, Aspen. You saved my kid, but. Which yellow one, Dave? Let her rip, Aspen.
I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I said, may never march in the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army, but I'm in the Lord's army, yes, sir, but I'm in the Lord's army, yes. I say never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I say never shoot more enemies, but I'm in the Lord's army, yes sir.
Very good. Okay, does anybody else want to share anything, have anything they want to share? There you go. That's the old spirit. We'll help you along.
Test, huh? No, you don't have to stand. Oh, Lord my God. When I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Amen. Rolly here too. Come on up, Rolly. I didn't write him down on my list. It's my mistake. He's our grand finale.
Happy birthday,
I was supposed to be down cooking tonight, today, so.
Should have gone first.
David Crowder song. I've been healed by the Savior. Thou felt far from above. I've been down to the river. I ain't the same prodigal return. Oh, days gone. All my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by the blood. I'm no stranger to the prison. I wore shackles and chains, but I've been freed and forgiven. And I'm not going back, I'll never be the same. That's why I sing, oh, my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by the blood. There's a kind of thing that just breaks a man. Drag him down to his knees. And I've been broken more than a time or two. Yes, Lord. Then he picked me up and showed me what it means to be a man. Come on and sing, oh, my hope is in Jesus. Thank God.
Okay. Well, anybody else have anything? I don't want to cut anybody off. If not, I'm ready. All right, let's hear your joke.
You were talking about John Deere earlier?
Yeah. What did the plow say to the tractor?
Turn me over, John Deere.
Turn me over, John Deere? I don't get it. And you said my jokes are bad?
Now pull me a little closer, John Deere.
Oh, I get it. Okay, got it. John Deere as in sweetheart. John Deere. Okay, all right. I'm sorry, I'm a little slow. Okay, well, you guys ready for my sermon? I got it on one card, so it can't be that long, right? Do you have a life verse? How many people have a life verse? Wow. 1, 2, 3. Is that it? 4, 5, 6. We ought to all have a life verse. I finally got my life verse this week, Bob. Really, I've been looking. You hear all these great verses and you think, oh, that's a great verse. Yeah, it's in the Bible. And I kept trying to claim one, but it just didn't quite stick. I don't know if you had that experience, looking for the verse that fits you. Well, this week, I finally got, Karen was with me and I got it. I finally got my life verse. I'm just going to share my life verse with you and why it's my verse. This is for me. I guess you could use it too if you want, but it's applicable to me because I have a problem, and my problem is I don't remember things. I've had people, I don't know how many times, come up to me and say, "Hey, do you remember 5 years ago when you said this or did that or whatever?" And I'll say, "No, I don't. I don't even have the slightest memory of it." Oh, are you kidding me? You have to remember this. And blah, blah, blah. I have friends from high school tell me this all the time. Friends from college tell me this. Do you remember when you did this or that? And I say, no, I honestly don't believe it. I don't remember it. And my problem is my memory, especially my long-term memory, is really not that good. And Karen gets frustrated with me about that from time to time. But it's just something that it kind of came to mind this week when I was in Sarasota and I was driving around and I happened to turn a corner on a relatively busy street and I looked in the street and there was a purse laid in the street. And I didn't have time to stop, but I stopped when I got past it and I looked in my rearview mirror and there was no cars coming, amazingly, so I was able to throw it in reverse real quick, back up and scoop it up, put it in the car, and then I pulled off to the side of the road, tried to find some identification to find out who the owner was. And I was able to, I found the driver's license. And this purse was loaded with money and credit cards. And I mean, it was a really good find if you're looking for things like that. But I found the address on the driver's license and it was fairly close to where I was at. So I thought, well, I'll just go take it to this girl's house. And then I thought, well, no, she's probably not gonna be there because she's out looking for the purse, right? So I thought, maybe I can find her phone number. With these smartphones, you can do about anything. So, excuse me, I'm looking up her phone number. And then I happen to glance up, and I see this girl looking in trash cans and walking all over the place. And I said, that's got to be her. So she came kind of close to the car, and I had looked on her driver's license. Her first name was Madison. And the only way I remember that is that's Karen's maiden name, Madison. And I said, Madison, and she turned around and she looked at me, and she come running over to the car, and I said, here, I got your purse. Well, you imagine how relieved she was. Oh, she was just, oh, I don't know, I didn't know, I thought I was going to lose everything, and blah, blah, blah. And she's telling me all this stuff, you know. And so I said, I had to, you know, look in your wallet to get your ID and all, and so I'm handing her all this stuff back. And she tried to give me some money. I said, no, I don't want any money. I just wanted to help you out. Oh, thank you, she says, and then off she goes. And then so I come home and I tell Karen about it, and I got to thinking about it, and I thought, you know, I'll never see her again. I don't even remember her last name, and I know I'm never going to see her again. She doesn't know who I am at all. And I thought, I don't know, I just kind of started thinking about all the things that I don't remember and how I forget things so often, and I thought, I don't even know this person to even try to remember. And then I got this verse in my devotions the next morning as I was telling Karen this story. It's Hebrews 6:10. I think Dave's got it. And I'm in the process of memorizing it now, but it says, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work or the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. I was meditating on that verse. Actually, it was in the John Corson for this week, Bob. I don't know if you remembered or not, in the New Testament one. But I started thinking about that verse, and I thought, you know what? It's not important if I remember things or not, because God doesn't forget. He is just, and he doesn't forget. He's like a teacher with a pad who writes everything down, except he remembers the good things you do. Teachers usually write down the bad things you do. But God remembers everything that I've ever done that has blessed him and his people by serving his people, by helping this lady out just by getting her purse back, who I'll never see again. She doesn't know who I am. I don't know who she is. But the important thing is, God is not unjust, and he will not forget my work. And what that has done for me, as I've thought about it this week, it's given me an entirely new encouragement and motivation for doing good works. Because even though I won't remember them when I do them, I can rest assured, because Scripture is true, that God's not going to forget them. And he's going to reward. The reason the purpose of him not forgetting it is so that someday we will get rewards for the good works that we do. So it's just really encouraged me this week. And it is a great verse that applies to me, because I do forget my work. But God says, Kurt, don't worry. I will not forget your work. And I appreciate how you help my people. And you continue to help my people. So that's my little sermon for today, that I found my life verse, and it's very encouraging to me. I hope it's encouraging to you as you think about sometimes when you do something, you think, well, you know, I wasn't really appreciated for what I did. I helped somebody out here or there, and maybe I didn't get the appreciation I wanted. It doesn't matter if you get it or not, because God is not unjust, and he will not forget your work. As you show your love, and the love you have shown him, it's actually to God who we're showing the love as we serve and help his people and continue to help them. So that's just my little thing that happened this week I wanted to share with you, and I thought if I had a few minutes, I would share that. It's been a blessing to me. It's a motivation for me to continue to try to do good works, because that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to be helping each other, helping the body of saints. So with that, let's close in prayer, and then we'll have our final hymn. I guess we do have a hymn, don't we? Or do we? Are you going to play again?
We can.
You got one other song. Okay. Okay, we can do it. All right, let's close in prayer. And then Alice is going to lead us in Amazing Grace. Father, thank you for another great Sunday. Thank you for this warm body of believers that you've led Karen and I to, and the blessing that this church has been in our lives, to our lives, Lord. And I just pray that we will all be encouraged today as we go forth, that you are not unjust, and that you will not forget our work and the love that we show to you as we serve your people. Lord, we thank you. I pray that it'll be encouragement to us to continue to try to serve each other and be a blessing to you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.